Hello and welcome to episode 96 of The Modern Manager. I'm your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart. So as you might imagine, things are a bit crazy right now with everyone trying to navigate the new realities of this world with COVID-19. My family and I have been social distancing for 12 days at the time of this recording, and I have left my apartment a total of 2 times during those 12 days. And by the time that this episode airs, it will be almost 3 weeks of social distancing for me. Now, on the one hand, it has been incredibly tough, as I'm sure it is for many of you. We are managing remote schooling for our 2 daughters, plus my husband's work, although that has thankfully, in some ways, decreased dramatically so that he has a little more time to help out. But my work has increased as I am working with clients and trying to produce a ton of content to help people transition to remote teaming and working from home, which is different from how we normally work from home and different from how we might normally do some virtual teaming. So it's been a whirlwind. If you have not yet seen the 2 guides that I created specifically to address this unique situation of social distancing, you can download both of those for free at mamieks.com/free. One of them is about working from home under the conditions of having other people around and not being able to leave your space. And the other is about collaborating virtually when your team hasn't done this before and people have been kind of thrown in and are not only trying to figure out what it means when they haven't chosen to be virtual team members, but also to just deal with the general stress of home life right now. I also led 2 webinars on these topics, which go into more detail and have more tips and more suggestions. You can get both of these webinars for $15, and you can share them with all of your team members for no extra cost. So to get those webinar replays, go to mamieks.com/webinar replays. This episode touches on a few of the ideas from the guides and the webinars. So if you want more, download the guides and check out those webinar replays. And if you are a member of the Modern Manager community at any level, you get those webinars for free. You just have to log into your member space and you will get access. And a note on that. If you are looking for a community of managers to support you right now, I hope that you will become a member of the Modern Manager community for just $2 per month. And when you do that, you get to join our private Slack community where we share challenges and ideas and we help each other be those rockstar managers in normal times and in these crazy times. You can learn more about membership at mamieks.com/join. Now, I know that was a lot of links and a lot of things that I mentioned, so don't worry. All of that is in the show notes and the information's in your inbox if you get my newsletter. You can just go to mamieks.com and everything is there. So without further ado, let's get to it.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart.
I am going to share 3 tips that I hope will help you navigate these uncertain and really unprecedented times. Some may be particularly relevant for you, and others may not reflect your situation at all. But I want to touch on a variety of strategies and tips and habits that I and my clients have found helpful over the past 2 weeks and beyond. So tip number 1, be practical. Life is crazy right now. I don't even think crazy is a strong enough word to express how bizarre it really is. And you probably have habits and routines and priorities that are just feeling completely disrupted. I know I definitely do. Unfortunately, there isn't much we can do about it. So instead of stressing out and letting feelings of overwhelm take over, it's important to just take a breath and be practical. Now, what that looks like for you will be different from what that looks like for me. But the idea is that this is a good time for good enough. In my home, we typically have really strict rules around screen time, but right now we have taken to bribing our kids to run laps around our apartment so that they'll move their bodies. And when they run 10 laps, they earn 10 extra minutes of iPad. Not something I would normally do, but right now, that's what's practical for us. Reflect on what you might need to let go of right now in order to keep your sanity. And think about what things are truly important to you that you do want to hold on to. So for example, for us, that is our kids' bedtime. We need our adult time in the evenings, so even though we could let the kids stay up an hour or 2 later and it really wouldn't impact them being up and ready for school on time, we're still keeping bedtime consistent with our previously normal life, despite the kids' ongoing pleas. So being practical is not about giving up on everything or just going with the lowest common denominator and reducing all the friction. It's actually about identifying what really matters and holding firm on those things and then being flexible on everything else. And you might find that you have new needs that didn't exist before. And so you need to make some changes, like maybe you want to incorporate 10 minutes of meditation into your morning or end of work day routine to help you manage anxiety or stress. Whatever it is, you got to keep your head cool and know that we are all in this together. So you can't let your own ideas of perfection get in the way. No one is judging you. We are all too busy trying to just manage our own lives and our own teams. So you don't need to be a super person. And on that note, being practical for your role as a manager means being extra empathetic, giving people time to adjust to their life at home. You can do things like work to delay project timelines and advocate to your boss on behalf of your team, right? If things don't need to get done, don't force it. It means having more phone calls and showing up for your team members in ways that they need you, even if it's not your style. I'd suggest that you talk to each person about what they want and need from you. Because maybe for one person, they need way more details and information about work assignments so they have full clarity because they just don't feel like they can walk down the hall and ask you a quick question. Whereas maybe for somebody else, they want to meet with you once a week to go over their plan because they need some extra help focusing and prioritizing with all of the chaos around them. Just like for yourself, you need to let go of your ideas of what other people should or shouldn't do or should or shouldn't need you for. You just have to do what it takes to keep things calm and keep people moving forward. That is what's practical. Tip number two is to talk with your team. Unless you are already a virtual team, your team members are probably freaking out a little bit right now because they have just been thrown into remote work. There's a ton of uncertainty about what's happening with the virus, with the economy, with your particular company, with your particular workload, with their job. You don't need to have all the answers, but you do need to create opportunities to connect with your team on a human level and plan for how you're going to work together at a distance. I recommend a weekly meeting that does two things. The first part is all about human connection, just how people are feeling, what is going on for them, catching up, sharing things that are making people feel happy and joyful right now or hopeful, and just being a team. The second part is aligning on the team's work, or any company news, or any other topics that affect the whole group. Even if there's nothing newsworthy to share, you still want to keep these meetings on the calendar and use them just for that relationship time. It is so important to just be together as a team so you can maintain your bonds. Another element of talking with the team is to get a chance to plan your team's schedule. You can ask the group what hours each person plans to work each day, assuming that they have greater flexibility right now than in their typical workday. Or maybe they just need to work around their partner's schedule or their kids' schooling. And it's a great time to take advantage of people's natural work preferences. So for people who want to sleep in and then work later at night or vice versa, you might need to have core hours that everyone will be available. So plan that out with the team so you can avoid having frustrations or frictions when people aren't responding and people are expecting a response. And then once you know what everybody's work hours are going to be, figure out where you're going to post them. Is this going to be on a shared calendar? Are you going to have a Google spreadsheet? Are people just going to turn their availability on and off on Slack? Again, you want to minimize the confusion and the uncertainty of knowing when your colleagues are available. The same is true for how you're going to connect in lots of other ways. So are you going to use a chat tool or texting or phone calls or emails? And does everybody have each other's personal contact information just in case whatever tool you're using goes down? You can use this planning meeting to bring the team together to talk through how you want to work at a distance, how you want to communicate, what those hours are going to be, etc., and what each person can expect of one another. Lastly, tip number three, use a chat tool. If you are not already using a tool like Slack or Microsoft Teams, now is the time to start. It is 100% hands down the best way to stay aligned and connected with your team members. These tools are all pretty easy to use, so even if you have team members who aren't particularly tech savvy, you can get them up and running with minimal effort. I would actually suggest doing a live walkthrough with them. I have included a list of chat tools in the show notes, and they are in the free guide that I mentioned earlier. So if you are not sold on Slack or Microsoft Teams, there are a handful of others you could explore. Now, here's how you want to use your chat tool effectively. First, you want to set up your work topics and your fun topics. The work topics should be based on either projects or work streams, however you would normally think about the conversations that you have with your team members about work. And then you can also create specific topics like issues or hot topics as a place for anyone to post something that they need help with. You also want to have those fun topics, things like family photos or funny media or coronavirus news. You want to replicate the kinds of conversations people would normally have if they were chatting in an office. And most importantly, you want to share photos. Photos are the most powerful way for people to feel like they are in relationship and know each other, even if you haven't talked in days or weeks or months. Encourage people to share pictures of their workspace that they've set up at home, other photos of their home life, their family, their pets, their kids, even if these are not things that you would normally share before. And you can role model this by sharing photos of your own life every day or so. Another thing to do with your chat tool is to have a daily stand-up. Ask every team member to answer 3 questions by a certain time, say 9 a.m., and then each person has to read through all the responses by 9:30. That way, anyone who needs to take an action based on those responses can do so. The questions you want to ask are, 1, what did you accomplish yesterday? 2, what will you accomplish today? And 3, what is blocking you from getting your work done? Or what do you need from your colleagues to move you forward? You can create any variations of these questions that sound more like your team. So, for example, instead of what will you accomplish today, maybe it's what are your top 3 work goals for the day? And if you need to, you can add 1 or 2 additional questions that feel really important. But definitely do not add more than that. You don't want to go above 5 questions. The point of these stand-ups is to touch on what was done yesterday, which creates a form of accountability and information sharing so that people can stay aligned if they're waiting on things from one another. Then you want to hit on goal setting for today, which also helps with prioritization and accountability and creating that need to focus and not procrastinate. And then lastly, what is in the way so that any help that is needed is identified early and the people who need to provide that help can get on it. And what is needed could be approval or a decision that needs to get made. It could be information from another colleague. Maybe it's time with your manager to brainstorm or problem solve. Maybe it's a finished piece of work that someone else has to deliver to you. Or it could even just be some sort of moral or emotional support because you just need to decompress with someone. Or maybe it's just an alert that I have fewer hours available today because I'm feeling really full with family things that I just need to attend to. Whatever it is, you want people to identify the things that are blocking them. And then it's on the reader to follow up with whomever is asking for help. If you don't want to do this on your chat tool, that is totally fine. You can also do it in a quick phone call or a virtual meeting and have everyone just report out loud. And it should take less than 15 minutes. So those are the 3 tips. Be practical, talk with your team, and use a chat app. Again, to get the guides that I had mentioned before, go to mamieks.com/free. And to get the webinar replays, it's the same URL, mamieks.com/webinar-replays. You can also get the free mini guide for today's episode at mamieks.com/mini-guides and the full guide when you become a member of the Modern Manager community at mamieks.com/join. Again, all of those things are at mamieks.com. You can just navigate your way through the site. And of course, all those links are in the show notes and they're in your inbox if you're a subscriber. So please stay healthy, stay safe, follow the recommendations for social distancing and good hand hygiene. And I wish you all the best. Until next time.
Meetings are one of the most critical components of healthy collaboration. And teams are at the heart of how we work. Meteor helps you use your time in meetings productively, build healthy relationships with your colleagues, and move work forward. To learn how we do it, visit meteor.com. That's meteor.com.
You've been listening to The Modern Manager. You're already becoming a rock star boss of a thriving team, I can tell. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player and join the mailing list at mamieks.com/podcast. That's mamieks.com/podcast to get show notes and other special content delivered directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.